Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to check out our website. It is very easy to remember, timconwayjr.com. And we'd like to do the news every night with Gina Grad, so let's get to it. The news with Gino, man.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Gina. With the news, dude.
Well, Timmy, President Obama hosted a town hall meeting at the Harborside Events Center in Fort Myers, Florida yesterday, addressing the concerns of young people regarding health care, student loans, and tax breaks. Obama answered a lot of questions at this event, but the meeting didn't really get cooking until the last question was asked. In this clip, an enthusiastic 19-year-old student named Julio Acegueda asks Obama about any future benefits he might be able to receive while working at McDonald's, but not before he praises God several times for bringing the president to his town.
Okay.
It's a long clip, but it's worth it.
It's worth it. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, it's such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
All right, what's the question?
All right, Mr. President. My name is Julio Acegueda. I'm currently a student at Edison State College in my second semester. And, okay, I've been at the same job, which is McDonald's, for 4.5 years. Because of the fact...
You know what it sounds like?
Who?
I hate to say this, but it sounds a little like Frosty on a remote. Doesn't it? Frosty,
now
I mean,
that
Frank?
You mention it, it definitely... It sounds like Frosty after he's had a couple beers.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
It does.
And, okay, I've been at the same job, which is McDonald's, for 4.5 years. Now I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Hey, Frosty's asking a question.
Julio still will.
Because of the fact that I can't find another job. Now, with the fact that I've been there for as long as I've been there, do you have any plan or any idea of making one that has been there for a long time receive any better benefits than what they've already received?
Wait a minute. What's the question? Do you have one? Let me see here.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I can't find another job. Now, with the fact that I've been there for as long as I've been there, do you have any plan or any idea of making one that has been there for
making
a long time
one.
Receive any better benefits than what they've already received?
You know what you should say? No. Next.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well,
I can't believe that they let this nut so close to the president.
Well, I think Obama felt pressured to call on him because the kid kept thinking he had been called on, and they said, no, son, the guy behind you. So they finally said, fine, you what?
All right.
Well, I tell you what. First of all, couple things I'd like to say. Number one, the fact that you are working as hard as you're working at a job that I know doesn't always pay as well as some other jobs, I think that's a source of pride for you. That shows that you're doing the right thing.
What kind of answer is that?
He's trying to keep a straight face because everyone around him's giggling.
He didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
You were working at a job that doesn't pay like other jobs?
I'm very
the
proud.
Fact that you are working as hard as you're working
right.
at a job that I know doesn't always pay as well as some other jobs.
All right, here we continue with this kid.
Now, the second thing is that you will actually benefit from the tax breaks that we're talking about, so you'll be able to keep a little bit of extra money because we're going to offset your payroll tax. That's going to help. I assume that you're not getting health care. Through your job.
Could he just eyeball him and say he's not getting health care?
Have you seen this gentleman,
no,
this young man?
I haven't seen a big guy?
No. Looks like he's probably not receiving any mental health care.
Oh, boy.
And so one of the things that we want to do is reform the health care system so that you will have access to health care in your job. But the thing that I'm really interested in is you say you're going to school. What are you studying?
I'm looking to study and majoring in communications, hopefully being a broadcaster or a disc jockey.
Well,
there we go. Good night, everybody. Good night.
It is Frosty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Thought he was being all discreet.
I'm looking to study and majoring in communications, hopefully being a broadcaster or a disc jockey.
Well, you sound like you've got a good communication skills.
Thank you so much.
So part of what we want to do is we want to make it easier for you to afford going to college by giving you this refundable tax credit for your tuition. because young people like Julio, who have that much enthusiasm and that much energy, we've got to make sure that we are giving them a pathway so that they can educate themselves and go as far as their dreams take them. Thank you very much, Fort Myers. I appreciate you.
Good night.
Tom Likas, rape me.
And you should see how this kid goes ape-ass at the closing.
End?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Jumping like, you know, he's part of the Maasai tribe in Africa.
All right. Very good. All right. What else is going on?
Well, meanwhile, Asegueda will be the radio color announcer during the Fort Myers Miracles home opener baseball game on Friday, April 10th against the Charlotte Stone Crabs.
Who's going to be who?
Asegueda, the young man that
asked
the question. He said he wants to be in broadcasting, and so they threw him a bone.
Yeah,
said he could do color commentary. Asegueda, who, as you know, is studying to be a broadcaster or disc jockey, says he has basic news reporting classes and said working at McDonald's is helping him become a better broadcaster. He says working the drive-through is my favorite because I get to interview the people on the intercom. Like if someone orders an iced tea, I might say, "You mean you want a large, ice-cold, tasty, refreshing beverage?" Asegueda said
he's interviewing people ordering.
He says he doesn't know much about sports, but his family members are huge Yankee fans, and he'll be ready for the big game on
the
10th.
That's great. Yeah. There is, you know what? I'm not excluding myself from what I'm about to say. There is a lot of mental illness in this country. There really is. And, you know, you can know somebody for 3, 4, 5 years, and they can be cool. They never do anything crazy. And all of a sudden, wacko! They do something, man, that flips you out, and you go, I got to shut that guy down. There's a lot of mental craziness going on, and especially here in the City of Angels, where we all call home, unless you're listening on the internet. And there's a lot of craziness out here. I mean, look, you got the, you know, they got the crazy woman with the 14 kids.
Right.
You've got every day you see it. You see people walking around the street who are just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I don't think we're concentrating enough on mental illness. You know, we concentrate on the common cold, you know, trying to beat AIDS, cancer, all these ailments. But nobody takes care of the brain.
Yeah.
And there's some craziness going on. I mean, you see it every single day on the internet. Maybe all this craziness has been going on for a long time. And the internet's just bringing it into everybody's home. But like, for instance, this guy down in Texas, this happened today. Texas police seized 22 dogs found crammed inside a station wagon with their owner. The owner's got 22 dogs in his station wagon.
Are you sure they weren't talking about hot dogs?
It is unbelievable. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. North Texas authorities seized 22 dogs found crammed inside a station wagon with their owner. The owner locked the car door and refused to come out when a cop tried to serve, a warrant. And Jesus, man, I tell you, I don't know what's going on with this country, but we're all crazy.
And $10 says she thought she was doing something good.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to hurt them intentionally.
She had 2 puppies and 20 dogs.
Oh,
and they were all taken to a shelter when they busted this woman out of the car. The car was soaked in urine and covered in feces.
Oh. My dogs are not inside!
And let me see. The ammonia level in the vehicle was 23 parts per million. Even after the dogs had, the doors had been open, and the dogs have been out of the car for several minutes.
Oh.
As a frame of reference, humans start experiencing health issues at 12 parts per million. So the smell of urine in that car, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's in the article, so I might as well. It smelled like Randy Wang's car.
Thanks a lot, Timmy. By the way, my car has smelled like cat pee for about a year because of Gina.
Randy, shut up. He's been blaming me for this for literally a year, and it is such utter BS.
Did you have a cat that took a leak in Randy's car?
No, I didn't.
Yes!
Randy, you're so freaking full of it. We transported my feral cat, my little street cat, in one of these carrying things with a bottom that was covered. So I really don't know what the hell he's talking about.
All I know is after we dropped off the litter of cats in Thousand Oaks and we dropped off your AIDS cat, my car has smelled like cat pee ever since.
If I can just say one thing, the smell of cat urine and the smell of fried alligator, Randy, are very similar. So maybe look in the mirror next time.
It could be the considerable amount of fast food wrappers and bags that are in your car,
and
too.
An exotic endangered species that you fry up on the way home.
Yeah, wait, did you eat alligator or crocodile? What'd you eat?
I've eaten crocodile.
Jesus.
Yeah, someone didn't. There was a restaurant that came here and they brought crocodile meat.
Oh, that's right.
Luigi Ortega's.
No, but you saw something on sale over at Ralph's and you brought that home and fried it, and the studio smelled like that for 2 days.
Well,
that
was shark? A deal. No,
shark.
Oh, shark.
Yeah, you bought shark and ate it, right?
I bought shark at Ralph's for like $4 a pound, and boy, did it make me sick.
And he's telling that we bring stench into his life, Tim.
Why would you buy shark at Ralph's?
Because it was on sale, and I haven't had sharks in like 10 years. And I'm like, I wonder if it's good.
In
my house, and for some reason, I just decided to throw it in the trash, even though it wasn't all the way cooked.
Geez.
And like blowfish, he prepares it himself. It's not supposed to be done by an expert.
Yeah.
And basically, my whole house smelled like fish for a couple of days.
Yeah, you smelled like fish.
No,
for a
I walked
of
in.
Days.
You guys like, yeah, it smells like fish. I told you I ate a shark, and you guys like, what are you eating a shark for?
What did you pass up at Ralph's? Yeah. I mean, pork, chicken.
Well, no, I got it all. I got pork. I got chicken. I got lamb, and then shark was on sale. This is when I was on the all meat diet.
Shark, Ralph's isn't my first go-to store for shark.
One-stop shark stop?
Yeah.
Well, it was fresh fare, though.
Oh, man.
But I think that there's a problem when you're buying sale meat. I think there's a bigger problem when you're buying shark sale meat.
Yeah, when you see the manager special on a meat pack, pass.
When they do that hand saran wrapped,
Or the manager special of it was $24.95, but if you buy it today, it's $2.
So I should avoid the dark orange tags.
Disgusting! And he calls
you are
me
a pig, man. You're gonna die one day. You're gonna eat something that just kills you, wipes you out. All right, what? There he goes. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Lakers coach Phil Jackson will coach the Western Conference All-Stars for the 2009 NBA All-Star Game, which is to be played on Sunday, February 15th at the U.S. Airways Center in Phoenix. In this clip, Coach Jackson talks about what it will be like to have basketball stars Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal together again on the court.
Here we go.
They'll have a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of jocularity because that's what Shaq's about, but... You know, on the court, you know, we'll run screen rolls with them. They know how to play together in a screen roll situation.
Screen rolls?
You know what
sounds
that is?
Like, no, it sounds like something you can get Jack of the Box.
Yeah, spring roll.
What is a screen roll?
I don't know. Do you know what jocularity is?
Oh, screen and roll. I guess, yeah, you screen a guy and roll to the hoop.
Like a pick and roll. What's jocularity?
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Jocularity, I guess having fun on the court with two jocks? Yeah. I don't know.
They'll have a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of jocularity.
Jocularity.
It's a good word.
Oh, boy. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, peanut company owner Stuart Parnell is the man at the heart of the massive salmonella recall because of his refusal to answer lawmakers' questions about the bacteria-tainted products he shipped to 50 manufacturers of cookies, crackers, and ice cream. Summoned by congressional subpoena, the owner of the Peanut Corporation of America repeatedly invoked his right not to incriminate himself at the House Energy and Subcommittee hearing on the salmonella breakout that has sickened some 600 people, may be linked to 9 deaths, and resulted in one of the largest product recalls of more than 1,900 items. Now, the most discouraging part of this hearing today was when Mr. Parnell pleaded the fifth after a congressman dared him to eat a peanut out of a container from his own factory.
Did he do it?
He said, I'm going to pass and I plead the fifth.
So he said, hey, the peanuts are okay. Here, will you eat some of it? And he went, no way.
He shook the container at him and said, I dare you, sir, to have a peanut from this container. He said, I'm good, and I plead the fifth.
You don't like the peanuts, man. Yeah. Don't like that peanut.
I love peanuts.
You love what?
I love peanuts.
All right, what else going on in the news, Richie?
Well, finally, authorities say an Ohio fourth grade teacher had a side job as a prostitute and even skipped class after using a school computer to arrange an afternoon tryst at a motel, says WBBM Chicago. Logan County Sheriff's officials say 35-year-old Amber Carter was arrested yesterday at a motel parking lot in central Ohio. Aren't you from there?
Not really.
No. She's charged with...
The Valley.
Oh, okay. She's charged with misdemeanor prostitution and a felony unauthorized use of property regarding the computer. And in case you're wondering, she is now on administrative leave.
Ah.
Using those computer science computers to
Nobody
book a
ever gets fired for anything.
No.
Everybody's always on administrative leave.
Which also means paid leave.
Right.
FYI.
Well, it's a government job, right?
Teaching?
Yeah. Well, where's she teaching? In Ohio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a government job. Yeah. And she's teaching public schools.
Yeah.
She works for the government.
Well.
And nobody ever gets fired from the government. You know, you just, you F up, and it's real tough to fire somebody.
Yeah.
From the especially that teacher's union, they're pretty strong. All right, anything else going on in the news?
That's what's going on.
The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
You know, say what you will about Michael Bolton, the man can write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
Yeah.
I love being it.
All right, gang, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
I love you. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. Play that song that's so elusive, and the magic music makes your morning mood.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We live in Southern California, and it is February, which means, and I was reading about this on the internet today, this is the month to start working out if you're going to look good in the summer. They say by February 14th, February 15th, Valentine's Day, you should be on a schedule, and then by March, April, May, June, 4 months. By June 14th, the beginning of summer, you're going to be ready to kick ass out there in that bathing suit. Gina, do you do that? You get in shape for the summer?
Yeah, this is about, you're right, this is about now is the time that I'd start doing that, yeah.
Yeah? Are you going to do it this year?
Do I look like it? No, I'll get on that. Toot sweet, Tim. I'm all over it.
All right. All right, but there are tons of diets out there for people looking to lose money. And maybe we can take some calls about which ones actually really do work. You know, because you hear all these BS diets, you know, diets like the detox diet, the cabbage soup diet, blood type, ABS, the 100-mile diet. There's even one called the fast food diet. Can't imagine that one works.
It works for me.
Yeah. If your goal is to gain a lot of weight, that diet's kicking ass for you.
It's working great.
You got the Gerson diet. What else you got here? The Intuit, Israeli Army diet. Look at that one. All right, which ones, for guys out there and girls out there, which ones have worked? I mean, we're already about 6 weeks into the new year. Maybe you had a New Year's resolution to lose some weight. And everybody could lose a couple pounds. Which ones worked and which ones were absolute crap? 520-9710. But let's just talk about the ones that work. I mean, you know, we all know that most of them don't. The diets that actually work, you know, you've been taking some kind of pill, you've been on some kind of regiment, you're just in a, you know, your Atkins diet, you're eating just meat or just pasta or just bacon, whatever you do it. If you're successful at losing weight, and almost everybody at the station could use a couple of pounds or shed a couple of pounds and not be in any danger, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, the ones that have been around the longest, like Jenny Craig, it's an American weight loss system founded in, I think it was in San Diego. And that seems to be around for a long time. And since, I guess what, 1979 is when they started Jenny Craig. So if Jenny Craig is around since 1979, somebody has to be losing weight on a consistent level, or else it wouldn't be around as long as it has. You got the less popular kosher diet, and refers to Jewish dietary laws. I wonder if that actually works, the Jewish diet. And according with, you know, the kosher products, and they said that works to lose weight. And then you got the ones that are, you know, that are, you see like a pill come out and you see it advertised on radio or TV, and all of a sudden, like 2 years later, it's gone. And then, you know, you got Slim Fast and Weight Watchers. But what really actually works, you know, we'll take your word for it that you're on one of these diets and it actually works. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Weight Watchers have been around since 1963. Look at that. The year I was born. And they operate in 30 countries. So that's got to be working for somebody. You know? Let's talk to Steve in Culver City on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
All right. What are you on?
I'm on Feet.
Feet, F-E-E-T?
F-I-T.
Oh, F-I-T, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How's that working out for you?
It's great. This is actually a gel pack. It's a gel suspension technology. It's a gel pack. You just take this gel pack and it's an appetizer suppressant. You just eat it.
And how much have you lost?
I lost 15 pounds in three months.
Wow, that's pretty good. Are you working out?
No, you just eat less.
Oh, you eat less?
Yeah.
So you take one of these. You take one of these tubes or whatever before you eat.
Yeah, you know the gel pack like the athlete use.
Right.
So this company did the same, just in a gel pack, and it's easy. I just apply it to my diet,
and you eat the same what you were eating before.
Yeah. I didn't change my diet.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good one, the Fit diet.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, buddy. Maybe we should get Randy on something like this. You want to go on one of these diets?
I'll go on a good diet.
Yeah. Without getting crazy?
Well, can I still eat McDonald's?
Yeah, you can eat whatever you want, and we'll just BS people.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Let's do it, because...
It's easier, right?
These dollar menus are really getting me going there these days.
Yeah, you're on the dollar menu diet.
It's great. You know, I'm actually losing a little bit of weight, because I'm ordering $2 items at every time I go to a fast food place, instead of getting a drink and fries.
So you don't get a drink anymore?
I don't get a drink, because it's a waste of money.
Oh, I got to ask you a question. Speaking of food... I noticed that Jack in the Box is offering a new
Taco Nachos. They are absolutely amazing.
What is that?
It is two tacos on a bed of lettuce covered in nacho cheese and jalapenos. It tastes amazing, especially when you're high.
Right.
But it's $2 for two tacos with stuff on top, so it's not really worth the price.
Oh, I see. So you better go with four tacos for $2.
Well, you could order four tacos and then get a side of nacho cheese for like 20 cents.
Oh, okay. And then throw it on the
tacos. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
But they're great.
All right. What's your website where you review fast food?
MrFastFood.net.
Yeah, MrFastFood.net. You want to gain a few pounds, maybe you're 120 pounds, you want to look like Randy one day, go to MrFastFood.net. He'll blast you up there. Let's talk to Johnny and Caroni on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, you're on a diet?
Yes, I am.
What do you got?
It's the Stop Stuffing Your Fat Ass diet. It works for me. And what you do is you stop eating so much.
Ah, all right. Well, thanks for that. But we don't want to stop eating. We want to keep eating and yet lose weight. That's the idea here. So you wise asses that say you got to have less calories, burn more calories than you take in, that's great. But we don't want that. We want to keep eating food and lose weight. That's what we're looking for. So we need a diet that can incorporate those two things. Janice in Valencia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
All right. What are you on?
Weight Watchers. I've been on it since I'm 10, and it's really effective because it actually teaches you how to eat.
And how big were you at 10?
At 10, I was 175 pounds.
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
tough getting a guy to walk you around to class, huh?
Yeah, they like me for my personality, but, you know, those didn't last long.
Hey, so you're 175 pounds at age 10?
Mm-hmm.
And how tall were you?
At that point, I was probably 5'2".
Oh, that's not bad. And what do you weigh now?
130, and I'm 5'7".
Oh, you're in great shape.
I try.
Do you try to hide those photos whenever you meet a guy?
Oh, yeah. I didn't stand in front of a camera often.
Yeah, because guys look at those photos and think to themselves, well, she could always go back there.
Oh, God, I hope not.
And so you've been on Weight Watchers since you're 10. How old are you now?
Now I'm 20.
20 years old. All right, 10 years, and it's working for you.
Yeah, what you do is you learn to hate foods that you can't eat more of because they are what we call more points.
Right.
And then you eat more of what they allow you to eat more of. So... you get fruits and vegetables incorporated more. They teach you high fiber, low fat. Carbs, they don't really care about, which is a good thing for me because can't stay away from the bread.
Right. When's the last time you had a Big Mac?
Oh, fast food and me don't mix well. My vice was actually KFC. I had to say goodbye to that.
When you were 10, could you knock off a bucket?
No. but I do remember having the four piece with the biscuit and the gravy and everything that went
beautiful.
With.
And what were your parents saying? I mean, did you ever say to, "Hey, mom and dad, I'm $175. I'm only, you know, I haven't even, I can't even ride a bicycle yet."
Well, heavy women kind of happen on my mother's side, and my brother unfortunately got those genes too. So my mother, my brother, and I kind of as a group helped each other along.
How big was your waist at age 10?
Oh, I have no idea. I think I didn't want to know.
Right. You must have been tortured, though, as a kid.
It was. I learned to appreciate what I have now. And
right.
Well.
I mean, you really didn't experience a great childhood, you know? I mean, you weren't able to, like, run around with the kids and, you know, probably you got probably exhausted rather quickly.
Yeah, with my mother's profession, she was a teacher, so I was, you know, at school with her late hours, so there was not much running around time to do.
Yeah. Oh, I feel bad. You married? You single?
I have a boyfriend.
You do? Good for you. Excellent.
Yeah. Weight Watchers helped him, too. He was a pretty big boy when I met him. He was about 250 pounds at, let's see, how tall was he? He was 5'10".
Well, you met him at Weight Watchers?
No. I met him at school.
At school, I see. All right, well, excellent. Well, thanks for calling, Jess. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Well, thank you. I hope it works for other people, too.
Yeah, I think it will. All right, take care.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. There she goes. Oh, I feel bad for him. 10 years old and 175, that couldn't have been fun. Hanging out with your mom late at night while she's correcting papers. Yeah. All right, the diets that work for you. Jessica in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, what works for you?
Well, you're going to hate it because I've been listening to what the kind of stuff you want to eat, but macrobiotic diet.
What's in that?
Basically, it's no
taste,
white flour, no refined sugar, no dairy.
Yeah, that's real tough.
A lot of whole grains and a lot of fiber, a lot of fruits, vegetables.
Yeah, I know.
Like
and how much have you lost?
Well, when I first started, I weighed 160 pounds and I got down to 126.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but I kind of go back and forth because I kind of have to, like, eat hot dogs every once in a while and stuff.
Yeah, and I love the hot dogs. All right, Jessica, thanks for calling. But, you know, we can't spend a lot of time worrying about those, like, the macro diet, you know, taking all of the taste and flavor out of your life. F it. You'd rather take 10 years off the end of your life and enjoy it. All right, the diets that work for you yet allow you to keep really eating what you want. We want it both ways. We want to lose weight. But we also want Jack in the Box. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Alex in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent.
About yourself?
Thank you, sir. What kind of diet are you on?
Look, man, I'm just a heavy pot smoker, man. I've been a heavy pot smoker since 12. And before I was 12 years old, I was a little chunky kid back in the day, you know?
Right.
Everybody in my family is chunky, and ever since I've been smoking, I've been thin. I eat what I want. I eat whatever I want, big amounts, you know.
Right. Do you discover when you stop smoking pot, you gain weight?
Yeah. It's only been one time that I have, you know, actually have stopped smoking pot, and I did gain some weight, but ever since I've been smoking pot, I'm thin all the time, and everybody's like, hey, you know, everybody's like, hey, you're always looking good. What's up? What do you do?
It's the weed. It's the weed, man.
I don't tell them that. I don't tell them that. But everybody in my family always struggles to lose weight, you know. Yeah,
and you got the key to success in your family.
They don't know, though.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, Alex. All right. Smoking weed. How's that working out for you, Randy?
It works great. I eat a lot of food.
How much do you weigh, by the way?
I'm down to like 255.
Wow. Well, you have to 270?
At the beginning of the year, I was 270. I'm down to 255. I haven't done a thing except eat a little less fast food.
That's great, dude. All right, the diets that are actually working for you. Wendy in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Wendy.
How you doing?
Excellent. Now, what are you on here?
I've been on Jenny Craig.
For how long?
Probably about 6 months.
6 months?
Great diet, nice and mindless.
And you get the food from them?
Yep.
What does that cost you?
a little bit more than it would normally cost me to eat.
Do you eat everything off the plate?
Do I eat everything off the plate, yes.
It's like nothing left. I've seen some of you Jenny Craigers, man. You don't even have to put the plate in the dishwasher. You just put it back in the cupboard.
Now.
I've never seen anything like that. Wiped out.
Well.
What is a typical dinner on Jenny Craig?
Whatever it is that's on the menu for the night for Jenny, and a salad. And
well, tell us what you had tonight.
Oh, tonight was Subway. I actually cheated.
What did you have last night on Jenny Craig? I just want to get a feel for what you eat.
Lasagna.
Lasagna?
Yeah.
Big piece?
No, it's kind of small.
Enough for the evening, though? You don't feel like snacking afterwards?
Yeah, I do just fine, because you do that with a salad and then have dessert after, one of Jenny Craig's little desserts, and you're good to go.
And how much weight have you lost?
About 20 pounds.
In 6 months?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I didn't have a tremendous amount, and it, again, kind of mindless, easy way to do it.
Excellent. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right, another Jenny Craiger. I guess Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers, you know, there's a reason they've been around since the 60s and 70s. Happens to work. Let's talk to Dana and Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Good. Well, I kind of made up my own little diet, but I do protein bars for breakfast and lunch,
right.
Like meal replacement bars, and like water and vegetables during the day if I need. And then at night I have like 6 to 8 ounces of lean protein and vegetables, like chicken or fish or shrimp or turkey. And I exercise 5 days a week, and I've lost 28 pounds since December 3rd. So.
Wow. How much did you weigh on December 3rd?
I weighed 24 pounds.
How much?
204 pounds.
204. How tall are you?
5'4".
That's a huge bitch!
Hey, Randy, please.
It was pretty bad. But, you know, since December 3rd, I've lost 28 pounds, so I'm 176 right now. But what I do, what keeps me good on this, is that I can eat whatever I want on Saturday nights.
Anything on Saturday night?
Anything I want.
Wow.
I can have Mexican food. I can have whatever I want. I didn't do that for the first month, but, you know, I think that's what keeps me...
Keeps you going
I don't
in life.
But
now you look forward to that Saturday night. You'd rather stay home and eat than go on a date, I bet.
Oh, no. My boyfriend takes me out.
Right.
Takes me wherever I want on Saturday nights.
Where to a hometown buffet?
No. There's a nice Greek restaurant up in San Pedro that I like to go to.
Good for you. What's the name of it?
Papadakis.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there she goes. The diets that work for you, folks. We could all stand to lose a couple of pounds. And next week is the cutoff. You got to start your workout program and your diet by this Saturday or this Sunday if you want to be in good shape for the summer. Put that bathing suit on and look hot. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Your butt is wide, well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right. 'Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on whole wheat. All right.
97.1 FM Talk.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Most people listening right now in Southern California and on the internet could use a tip or two when it comes to diets. You know, a lot of us are overweight. We let ourselves go in the winter, but this is the weekend coming up. This is the deadline to start working out if you're going to look pretty decent come summer. You want to give yourself about 4 months. And what diets are working for you? Mark in Glendale, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. What are you on?
Well, like over the end of 2007, I was addicted to World of Warcraft and I gained like 40 pounds.
Wow.
So I went up to 190. Thank you. I know. I went up to 190 and I actually started smoking heavily to curb my appetite. And you know what? I can't argue with the results.
And how much have you lost on cigarettes?
Well, at the time, I was, like, doing a lot. It curbed my appetite, and I probably, like, lost 30 with the help of going to the gym, too.
Oh, I see. So you're getting off the couch.
Yeah, off
the
couch.
So it wasn't just the cigarettes.
It wasn't just cigarettes, but it did help curb the appetite. And, you know, I mean, my lungs might be black, but my waist's slim down.
Yeah, there you go. And they don't let you smoke in the gym, though, right?
They let me smoke in the gym, unfortunately. Yeah. These indoor smoking vents, it's killing me, dude.
How much do you smoke a pack a day?
No, dude, I'm trying to quit, cut back and everything, but...
It is a diuretic. I mean, it's like coffee. You know, nicotine's a diuretic, but I think the complications that smoking adds to your life, I think, outweigh the weight loss.
I think so, too. Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling. he's playing too many video games, so why not pick up cigarette smoking? There you go. Aaron in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. You got a crazy diet? What are you on?
I actually just recently started it the new year. I just stopped drinking soda completely, and I lost like 15 pounds already.
Yeah, soda's a big one. I stopped drinking. I have a Coke once in a while. But if you saw how much sugar was in a can of soda, you'd flip out.
Yeah, that and those monsters are killer.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Yeah, the monster, you know, the sodas that you get at 7-Eleven or even the mediums nowadays. You go to a fast food place and ask for a medium, and it's like a little swimming pool.
Medium's usually 32 ounces. Large is 44 ounces.
Jesus. All right, let's talk to Charlie in Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what diet's working for you?
You know what? Actually, a friend of mine turned me on to this, man. Over the holidays, obviously, I was eating a lot, you know, getting all the cake and the turkey and everything else that comes with December.
Sure.
But my friend, he's, like, working out all the time, 24-hour fitness, and there's a... I don't know if a lot of people know, but there's a Quiznos in my area. It's right on Hawthorne and Artesia. And they have these little, like... They're like little tacos, but like on a flatbread. They're called Sammy's.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever had them.
I have not had any Sammy's. Wait, Gina, you've had Sammy's?
Yeah, I love those little effers.
And what are the little tacos?
No, they're like little like folded pita sandwiches, and they're pretty filling, and one is like $2, and they're really good.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Aren't you on the Quiznos diet?
Yeah, it's like the Quiznos thing. My friend, he's like an avid workout guy, all, you know, a total tool and all.
Right.
But then I'm like, you know what, I need to lose some weight. But doing that... I've lost probably about 8 pounds within the last month, and obviously working out a little bit, but I've been eating those sandwiches, and they're only $2, so I'm just going there, I'm on a budget, you know, I get a couple, eat one every 3-4 hours, and I'm good, and it's been working out for me, so.
And one can fill you up?
Yeah, one, I mean, they're like filling.
I gotta look into that.
You know what's funny, because they don't market, like, the Quiznos a lot on that stuff, but. If anybody's got one in there, you should go check it out.
Excellent. All right, buddy. Thanks. They're called Sammy's. I bet Mr. Fast Food has a review on them, huh?
Well, I went. They have about 3 of them, different kinds, and I ordered all 3.
You did. How'd it go?
They're pretty good. The chicken one's great. They're all, you know, they're very small little pita sandwiches, but they're good.
And they're called Sammy's, like short for sandwich.
Sure.
Sammy's. Yes.
And you know what's great? Quiznos, a lot of them deliver now.
What?
You can go to Quiznos.com. You can order your Quiznos online.
And they deliver?
Deliver to your house.
Jeez, great idea. I've got to do that. All right, the diets that are working for this audience here. Let's talk to Pendar in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's his name again?
Pendar.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Jesus
Hi,
Christ.
How are you?
Good, how are you, man?
Good. All right, so my diet is a banana and a fishing pole.
What is that?
It's a fishing pole that's attached to my back, and imagine the banana's in front of me, and I keep running to get it.
Get out of here. I'd like to see that diet. Let's talk to Jason in Pacoima. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
All right.
All right, I just had a few quick tips for people who have an inconvenient living situation and are forced to eat fast food a lot.
Right.
All right, on the hamburgers, you avoid the cheese and the mayonnaise. Don't get that. And then don't get the combos with the French fries. Just keep away from the French fries altogether. And instead of the sodas, just get the iced tea and the lemonade.
And that'll do it for you.
Well, that's helping me maintain. I'm not gaining any.
Right.
But I'm like kind of stabilized.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not a bad idea because, you know, people like myself and Randy Wang, we're not going to stop eating fast food.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I eat it every single day, sometimes twice a day. And I'm addicted to it. I mean, it is it's a full-on addiction.
Well, let me ask Randy. I haven't seen that website he's talking about, but in the top 5 hamburgers, you got to have the Carl's Jr. guacamole bacon cheeseburger up there, huh?
Dude, I used to drive home every night and go to the one on Sunset and Highland, order that burger on the way home every day, and every day I would spill it on my shirt.
That is the tastiest burger.
It is awesome.
Wait, what is the burger?
The guacamole bacon $6 burger.
Jesus.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
All right, buddy, we thank you very much. Thanks for the awesome tip there. Let's talk to, how about Steve in Huntington Beach on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, stud, how you doing?
Hey, all right. What diet's working for you?
I quit listening to Frosty's stories.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
<All right. laughs> Rob in Torrance, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. My chiropractor has me on a diet where I'm drinking a gallon of unfiltered apple juice and then a gallon of water 3 days straight, 9 o'clock the third day. I'm having 4 ounces of olive oil and lemon juice, straight lemon juice, not from concentrate, straight juice. And by the next morning around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, your liver is emptying out. So it's like an organ-by-organ approach. The next one will be cleaning out the intestines, then the kidneys. This way you get your whole body functioning efficiently, and then you start working out. Because if you just start straight working out, you'll never make it.
Right, I see. Well, you can also clean your body out like that and then get right back into fast food.
Well, not really. I mean, you notice that your body starts getting rid of it a lot better because you're making each organ function a lot more efficiently. You've cleaned it out. It's like sending a fuel cleaner through your car system to clean out the injectors.
That's interesting. Now, you're not eating anything else? You're just with the apple juice?
Yeah, and believe me, your stomach is so bloated from all the liquid, and the juice has such the sugar. It's a natural sugar. You don't have the craving for the sugar for anything else.
Yeah, but when you finally hit that can, I mean, it must sound like the troops hitting Normandy.
Yeah, it does.
Really take off, huh?
Yeah, and it does work. I mean, you just feel so much better. You don't feel hungry for 3 days, and you really don't have a craving for sugar. I mean, you've lost the craving because it's being satisfied by the natural sugar. But you got to have the unfiltered because all the apple pectin that's in it is what's cleaning you out. Cleaning out your system so that you're cleaning out your intestines so that when the liver finally dumps, it just slides straight through.
Excellent. All right, buddy, we thank you for the call, but I think I'll pass. I'm not going to do that. Sit there and drink apple juice all day, then water. And then what was it? Olive oil?
Jesus Christ.
Lemon juice? Jesus. Hell, why are we living then? You know, you're here to enjoy yourself. Sit there and clean your intestines out. Come on. Let's talk to Jim and Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, you're a big stud with
the youth
cleaner.
Thank you, man. Two things that guys like to hear. Unfortunately, it's from another guy, but we'll take it.
Hey, I'm on the Snoop Dogg diet.
What is that?
That's the South Biatch diet.
Oh, South Biatch diet?
Yeah.
All right. What's that consist of?
I'm not on any diet.
All right, get out of here. What's wrong with you? Let's talk to Steven and Gardena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good, Timmy. How you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Good. I think the best diet, and it's real simple, it's called getting your lazy ass off the couch. Buy a dog. You get a dog, you got to walk the dog.
Yeah.
I don't mean just down the corner and back. I mean, you take the dog out for a couple miles and do it every day.
So you got to get a big dog that can handle that endurance.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a huge dog, and he has no problem with it. I'm not jogging or running. I'm just walking at a good pace, and I can eat anything I want.
Yeah,
and I mean it. I mean, I lost 40 pounds.
Wow, is that right?
40 pounds over about 7 months.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
So,
what kind of dog did you get?
It's a big golden doodle.
What is it? Did you get it as a puppy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, not a bad idea. I mean, thank you for calling. That's not a bad idea. If you can afford it in this economy, you got a couple extra bucks, get yourself a doggy and start rolling that dog around town. I mean, that's what you need, Randy, is a dog.
They don't allow dogs in my building.
Oh.
Can I walk a cat?
Nah, you can walk a cat. Well, you got to move to another building where they allow dogs.
I can't afford that.
Yeah, but you know, your dog would be home all day alone all day.
Well, Tim, here's how the proof that dogs work when losing weight. I grew up with dogs in my house my whole life when I was a kid.
But did you ever walk them?
Every day.
And never lost any weight?
And I'm 270 pounds.
Wow. So what'd you do? I mean, did you eat the dogs?
No, but
when
my mom would force me to walk them, I just walked them to like two doors down, just stand there for 10 minutes and walk back.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, you can't walk the dog, you know, to Winchell's and hope it to lose weight. All right, we got to take a short break here. We'll come back. You're listening to Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.